the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, whisper and say that you will come again, and once more man will prosper beneath your rainbow wing. And on your mighty far-flecked back, there shall stand that man. His words will be for the voice you lack, a guide for the race of man. Oh, rainbow bird, mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, 10 times 10 times 10, 10 times 10 times 10.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of The Free American. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. The appeal is going out, or being heard right now, for the Border Patrol agents featured in the latest issue of the Free American. It's let me see here, what we got here. Okay, just checking out a few of the things. The the appeal for Nacho Ramos and Jose Campion being heard. We'll know later today what that what's coming about from that, and we'll take your calls if you want to call in. It's 800.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Let me repeat that 800 number, 800-313-9443. Something interesting came over the internet, and I don't know quite how to take it. It comes from a writer that's usually pretty good about with the information they give. And I'll give you a sample of the information that's come out that could very well be accurate. Let's see, where did it go? They're reporting from Russia that a U.S. fighter took out a key American oil pipeline. These reports are circulating in the Kremlin, detailing an attack upon one of the United States' key oil pipelines from Canada, which provides one-fifth of America's oil supply and has caused the price of oil in the world market to surge to over $4 a barrel. And story from Russia says Western media propaganda sources are reporting that this massive explosion has been an accident. That's from CNN News Service. They say an explosion and fire on a pipeline carrying crude oil from Canada to the United States killed two workers, cut supplies, the pipeline's operator said. Enbridge Inc., which owns and operates a network of pipelines in Canada and the United States, and late Wednesday that the accident in the northern U.S. state of Minnesota forced the company to shut down four pipelines. The explosion took place Wednesday, about 5 kilometers south of Enbridge's Clearbrook, Minnesota terminal, the company said. Enbridge said it was working with federal and state authorities on an investigation. But according to Russian oil experts, as the possibility of crude oil pipelines spontaneously exploding are nil, as they do not contain the volatile organic components needed for ignition, with the exception being the introduction of an explosive incendiary. Russian military analysts, according to these reports, are painting a more ominous picture of this troubling event, beginning with the United States Air Force this week, grounding for the second time in 1 month the American homeland's first line of defense fighter jet, the F-15. The grounding of all U.S. F-15 fighter jets necessitated the immediate redeployment of the 148th Fighter Wing of the Minnesota Air National Guard to the United States United States Eastern Corridor due to their processing the still-in-service F-16 fighter jets, which had left the airspace over the oil pipelines in Minnesota unprotected. Russian military translations of the communications emanating from the United States Air Force Offutt base in Nebraska, remember where the nuclear weapons disappeared or were transferred from? They detail massive confusion among the U.S. controllers controlling the airspace. Over the northern parts of America during the time of the pipeline explosion by the unreported and unauthorized overflight of Minnesota by two believed to be F-117A Nighthawk stealth fighters whose flights had originated from an unknown airbase in Nevada. These reports further state that the loss of this oil pipeline has come at a critical time to the as the U.S. military forces in the Middle East have put in urgent requests for more fuel, and that was reported by Reuters News Service. The U.S. military has stepped up, they say, chartering of tankers and requests for extra fuel in the U.S. Central Command area, which includes the Gulf shipping and oil industry sources. A Gulf oil industry source said the charters suggested there would be high naval activity, possibly including a demonstration to Iran that the U.S. Navy will protect the Strait of Hormuz oil shipping route during tensions over Tehran's nuclear program. Russian oil analysts detailed that the American economy cannot long sustain the huge amounts of oil being used by their military forces unless they severely curtail their domestic supply. And this has been further brought home to the Americans by OPEC, who decided to guarantee Asia's oil supply, which is 50% of their output, at the expense of the United States. For whatever the truth of these events occurring in the United States, it remains certain that, once again, the American people themselves, held virtual prisoners in their own nation, will suffer the severe brunt of the ongoing machinations between their feuding war leaders. That from Russia. Now, they also... this story popped up. And while I find the last report credible, and considering the loading of the weapons, atomic weapons aboard the aircraft that they sent to Louisiana, unauthorized, whatever that situation might be. This one takes us back into history a bit, and this story, but it has a almost unbelievable fantasy ring to it. fiction ring to it. That this report, supposedly from a Russian writer, and I've heard disputes on that too. They say it says in the Western world there's a fairy tale they teach their children that goes something like this. On the night of November 9th, 1989, the Berlin Wall, the most potent symbol of the Cold War division of Europe, came down. Earlier that day, the communist authorities of the German Democratic Republic had announced the removal of travel restrictions to Democratic West Berlin. Thousands of East Germans streamed into the West, and in the course of the night, celebrants on both sides of the wall began to tear it down. And, of course, they're talking about building a Berlin Wall here between separating us and Mexico. And it's been my opinion all along that that wall is not intended to keep Mexicans out, but to keep Americans in. But this story says the collapse of the Berlin Wall was the accumulating point of the revolutionary changes sweeping East Central Europe in 1989. Throughout the Soviet bloc, reformers assumed power and ended over 40 years of dictatorial communist rule. The reform movement that ended communism in East Central Europe began in Poland. Solidarity, an anti-communist trade union and socialist movement, had forced Poland's communist government to recognize it in 1980 through a wave of strikes that gained international attendance. Attention. In 1981, Poland's communist authorities, under pressure from Moscow, declared martial law, arrested Solidarity's leaders, and banned the Democratic Trade Union. The ban did not bring an end to Solidarity. The movement simply went underground, and the rebellious Poles organized their own civil society, separate from the communist government and its edicts. Now, I found that interesting and important, because what is happening here in America with the Homegrown Terrorism Act that the House passed and the Senate is considering is simply the Americanized form of communism, control, and suppression that they're talking about happening here in 1981. They declared martial law. The communist authorities declared martial law. If martial law is declared here in America, in spite of posse comitatus, then we are under communism. And they're doing it to us. Over... And it talks about, in 1985, the assumption of power in the Soviet Union by a reformer, Mikhail Gorbachev, paved the way for the economic and political reforms in East Central Europe. To the facts of this fairy tale, that communism had indeed collapsed on itself, there is no doubt, as it is true, but for the truth that lies behind the collapse is where the lies of the Western world begin. And they spring back into 1921. The president of the Society of People's Commissars, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, began his last year of full health as the tidal waves of famine and typhus ravaged Russia, which would see 27 million men, women, and children dead and threatened a revolution. Okay, I'll take a break here, and our number is 800-313-9443, and my number at the Free American is 888-67.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Take your calls. If you're up this early and you're in the mood to talk, it's 800-313-9443. And the number for the Free American is 888-678-1444. And I've got a couple of new books in that... you may not have heard, by Pastor Jake Wade, who's been on my show a number of times. We'll have him back here. One of those is called, You May Not Have Heard This in Church. And it's a very interesting read. They have in it, he has an outline of future events. The commercial was talking about last days and end times, and that covers Jesus' first advent to a second church age, defection and apostasy, falling away, will characterize the entire period, escalating near the finish, Jake says. And, we'll get into that more with Dr. Jake Wade. There's also a book here by Dr. Jake Wade called What If? And this book, both these books are about $12.95. Jake talks about some of the things that are going on here now. And he talks about Ezekiel's vision of destruction. Destruction and judgment were touched on, and he says, we looked at some of the historical events which give good foundation for this chapter. The vision given to Ezekiel refers to expected happenings, those more current to his time and those of future time. We'll get into those with Jake. But what happened in Europe? What happened in Africa? How many people died of diseases, and how many people were thrown in the gulags and the concentration camps? Goes all the way back, this story, to Vladimir Lenin. And talks about 27 million. The figure I have from later times is 50 million total. In believing the revolution would be lost, and in knowing that neither his health nor age would enable him to see the revolution through to its final outcome, Vladimir Lenin made two of the most important decisions ever made by a human being. One was to appoint Joseph Stalin, Uncle Joe, to Roosevelt as his successor. And the second, they say, and here we get into possible fantasy, was to create the Children of Winter. The choice of Stalin as his successor, as hard as it may be for the Russian people, as Lenin knew it would be, was nevertheless made because Stalin alone, of the Soviet leadership, had begun his adulthood in training for the priesthood, and he alone, of all the Russian leaders, knew not only the secret of the Children of Winter, but also their potential importance, not only to Russia, but to the entire world. In 1920, the story goes, in a small village outside of Leningrad, oblast city of Oksitgorsk, began one of the most secretive experiments of not only Soviet Russia, but of the entire world. For in the spring of that year were born what were to be called in the future the Children of Winter. 37 children in all, of all human races, were born for the sole purpose to live their life free of all sensory inputs, whether by government, social, education, religious, or political influences. It made no difference. All inputs into the world they were born into and would live throughout were excluded from their lives. I find that to be an interesting experiment, because what would we be like here if we weren't influenced so heavily by television? And the people that died here, kind of, this is important, and I've studied a lot and talked a lot about the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, and how many people in Russia died after this revolution took place, how many were killed, because what happened in Eastern Europe when they put up the Berlin Wall, they separated people, and on one side were free people, and on one side are relatively free people. On the other side were a communist controlled society. And that's what we are being moved into. And I've told you there's not a dime for the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, there's not a dime for the difference between the socialist, the communist, and the fascist. Take a break. We'll take your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school. Working at home, doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Folks, we're putting together a great package here at the Free American that could help protect you from some of the epidemics that they are planning for us. And he said 29 million people died of typhus. Typhus is pretty much started and created when you don't have clean water, when you don't have cleanliness. We've got Miracle 2 soap. For cleanliness. We've got Miracle 2 neutralizer for balancing your pH. Balancing your pH here. And remember, if you if you've got a more alkaline body, you're 95% water, so if you've got a more alkaline system, you stay healthier. The diseases just don't grow. We've got the material containing the trace minerals and cellular cleanse containing fulvic acid, which is will help heal cellular damage. That's AIDS, that's cancer, depleted uranium or radiation poisoning. This miracle ingredient has been pretty much eliminated from our diets and from our food supplies by poor farming techniques and the introduction of pesticides and antibiotics into our food supply. And we've also got Cartavite that's in stock now, as well as the... other ingredients for bronchial problems and all that. Anyway, our number here, and if you want to get a hold of a powerful, powerful magazine that you can pass out to your neighbors and friends, call and order 10, 25, or 100 copies of the Free American, this month's issue, the November issue. The January issue, starting with the January issue, if we get the advertisers that we need to pay for the printing, we'll be back out on a monthly basis. Again, assuming that we can keep the help that we need. I lost some of the help that I needed because she just couldn't get up in the mornings. Why would you have anything to do with a man that does an early morning radio show if you couldn't get up in the morning to share that time with him? I don't know. Anyway, we're moving on here. Looking back at what happened in Russia, what's happened in Europe. You know, we all have, because we've been so conditioned to take for granted the gift that our founding fathers gave us, freedom, liberty, free will. We have a tendency to think that, it just can't happen here. So what happened? What happened in Europe and in Russia and in China? That takes pretty much, you know, 90% of the world out. Well, it is happening here, and this issue makes it real clear because. One in every 32 Americans is in prison, on parole, on probation, and they're going after more of us. All right. Okay. John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, sir.
Well, I thought you might be interested in what's been going on here in the big city of Nashville, Tennessee. We got some new talk show hosts here in the morning, and by slowly working at them, I found out what the morning drive guy did before he came here. He's been on some other radio markets around the country, but his professional training was public relations and the editor of Air Force Times. Now, you know, it's interesting to me, Clay, that the people that are put in a position with, as in Nashville here, it's a 90,000 watt FM station. We see the others around the country, the Hannitys and the other mouthpieces for these people. When you call in, they ask a question and you call in with some truth, and they'll take 10 minutes after your call to refute or ridicule before they go on to another caller. And by doing so, they cause people that may be in agreement with you or me or someone else that's giving the truth, they'll cause them to kind of change their topic of conversation or back off a little bit because people don't like to be ridiculed, you know. I don't know. It's interesting. I've said it before when you were talking this morning about this wall that they're building between Mexico and the United States. I, too, am opposed to the wall for the same reason. Walls work two ways, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Go ahead.
You know, they started talking about building a wall, and I told you about that I thought it was to keep Americans in a few months ago, didn't I?
Well, I didn't hear you a couple months ago, but I've said it before in conversation here. We've got a huge problem with the illegals in Middle Tennessee as in the rest of the country.
Well, there's 22 million of them in here. That's a good segment of our population.
Well, what people need to realize, Clay, and I'm sure that you do, and many of those that listen to RBN already know, that this is orchestrated. Thomas Jefferson, if you look to it, there's a quote that Jefferson gave, I can paraphrase, was basically talking about unfettered immigration, that we really needed to beware because when we allow people from whatever country, but let's take Mexico and South America in particular, when we allow them to come in unabated, we have to realize that they're going to bring their religions, their customs, their proclivities, their drunkenness, their their whatever it is that they do that we may or may not disagree with, they're going to bring it with them.
Well, in the Declaration of Independence, because they referred to the Indians as the savages that were being turned against us, and that's exactly what's happening with the Mexicans.
Well, what we have to understand is that as they come over here, even if they come legally, even if they come legally, we're going to allow them eventually, as people gain the vote and they gain the population, they're going to vote themselves largesse. They're going to vote themselves into government. I'm to the point now where I look at the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor, and I see a huge similarity between the female Statue of Liberty and the Colossus of Rhodes. And I really believe that the French or whoever gave it to America, we've heard different stories of how we got it. I believe it was a curse to America. Is it such a good thing to give us your poor, your meek, your huddled masses, and let's just invite them all in. Let's drag this place down.
There have been societies out there that tried to limit immigration and tried to do that. I think it was called South Africa.
Well, and we see what happened there. Mugabe's begging people to come back now.
They put a communist leader in. They put a communist organization, ANC, in there. And then suddenly the press here started demonizing the Africans as racist. White Africans had been in South Africa longer than we've been here in America.
Well, we do need to realize that the wall our natural tendency is to build the wall and keep them out. But we've got to understand that when the wall goes up, it's like a double-edged sword. If it's keeping them out, it's keeping you in.
Well, CFR started this whole North American Union. They called it the North American Community. We needed to expand our borders so we could have our troops up in Canada guarding the northern borders and down in Mexico guarding the southern borders. That is simply to take them out of the United States.
Well, if you look at the history and you look at Cecil Rhodes, you look at the Rockefellers and the Carnegies, this was attempted once before in the 1880s, where they were trying to form a union between Canada and the United States. At that time, they didn't want any part of Mexico, but what they wanted was a huge military force that would be basically unattackable. And the names have changed, the players are the same, the intention is the same, and until people wake up and realize that the old cliche, if we don't know our history, we are doomed to repeat it, is truth, and it's there for a reason.
Well, that's why in every issue of the Free American, I put history in it, real history. So people will understand why Joe McCarthy was demonized and made McCarthyism a bad word, but communist was okay.
Well, can I suggest a book for your listeners and for yourself? You may have already read it. It's Slingshot by Tom Kovach.
Okay.
I think Tom may be a contributor to your magazine. I'm not sure. But it's called Slingshot. It's available at Lulu. And he goes into a great deal of this.
Well, by the way, talking about this wall again and talking about what's happening here, I think what's happening here is exactly what happened to the Russian people when they killed 50 million of them. And
established
communism and the Soviet Union there. But now we've got this bill that just passed Congress, Dissent in America, to be relabeled homegrown terrorism.
Well, that's going to make you and I and John Stadtmiller and John Moore, of all people, other patriotic individuals, you're going to be a terrorist. They're going to come and get you.
That's right. And the FBI has already put out a bulletin. If you are against the United Nations and you are pro-Constitution, you might be a domestic terrorist.
Well, that flyer has been out for quite a while.
It has.
And And if anyone isn't familiar with the flyer, you can go to Jack McLamb's website and download it off of his website.
Right. And on October 23rd here, this year, the House of Representatives passed what may be the most dangerous bill ever to come down the pike. This bill is, like many of its predecessors, on our steady march towards totalitarianism, sailed under the radar. There's virtually no publicity or fanfare. Now the bill's gone to the Senate in the committee. The bill's called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act.
Well, listen, Clay, I'm enjoying your program this morning. I've got to go. I am at work. I've got to go back to doing my thing. So I appreciate it.
All right, sir. I hope you got copies of the Free American. I hope you've seen this issue.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Again, our number here is 800-313-9443. And if you want to go to the chat room, you can go to freeamerican.com. I'll only be on there for about 15 more minutes. And I'll need to make you aware for the next hour, for the second hour here, we may have a little bit of music. We may have some breaks in my rants because we have an evacuation today, and that means we got to go into town. And my cell phone works sporadically here. So I will try to continue doing the show, but I have to be out of the office at 7 o'clock. And, dear my board operator there, you need to be aware of that and come on and we can make some kind of plans here at the next commercial to try to cover the gaps in my coverage. I will try to do the show as long as I can here until we have to leave. And you've got a few more minutes to call in here, 800-313-9443, to go back. I mean, this whole Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, that's like preventive war. The language in the bill is so maddeningly vague it can mean anything. It could therefore be tailored to attack any group opposing national or international policies and have the backing of the corporatist governmental power system. The definition offered of violent radicalization says the process of adopting a promotist and extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideological-based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. That definition alone ought to raise your hackles. What counts as an extremist belief system? What constitutes violence? Either one is anyone's guess, because nowhere in the bill is the word extremist defined, nor violence defined. In practice, they will mean whatever federal bureaucrats or others calling the shots want them to mean. What about facilitating? This is our favorite word in today's mushy political correctees. Does it mean causing or merely encouraging? How much encouragement? And consider the definition offered for homegrown terrorism, the use or planned use or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States or in the possession of the United States, to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political and social objective. What if your social objective is freedom and liberty? What if? And that's what we saw happen in Europe, in Russia. And this story from Russia talking about the choice of Stalin as his successor. was made because Stalin alone of the Soviet leadership had begun his adulthood in the priesthood, and he alone of all the Russian leaders knew not only the secret of the children of winter, but their potential importance not only to Russia but the world. And 37 children were born, they say, here, for the sole purpose to live their life free of all sensory input. Lenin had realized, and Stalin had understood, that only by this method of experimentation could the many issues of what human beings are, of what they are born, why they're born to the earth, what they hope to achieve while here, these and many more questions could only be answered, could only be understood by the growing of children free of all other human influences. And in the hope that observing these children's lives, the final definitive answers to all of humanity's questions could be answered.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Russia here, and they're hyping a book. I haven't seen the book yet, haven't read the book. They say the unparalleled uniqueness of these children's abilities began to evidence themselves in the late 1920s to such an extent that Stalin ordered fully one-third of all the Soviet military strength to be deployed in a 300-mile ring of steel around them as word of their existence began to filter out to the nations of the West. The foresight of Stalin's proved its worth in the early 1940s when the armies of Hitler's Nazi Germany unleashed the most massive use of military force ever seen in the entire world against not only Russia, but against Leningrad Oblast itself. When word reached Stalin that Leningrad was in danger of falling to the Nazi forces, he ordered the entire Soviet military to protect the children of winter, even to the sacrificing of Moscow itself. But as history has shown, the soldiers of Russia held against the Nazis, and the children of winter, they say, were saved. By the early 1980s, the value of the children of winter showed to all those knowing of them the futility of human war, human suffering, but most importantly, they say, the value of all human life, its reason for being and its future to come. Also understood were that these children of winter no longer needed the protection of human armies, but instead showed to the Russian leadership how they were, in fact, now protecting Russia. Today, alone, among all the industrialized nations of the world, the light of Russia, they say, begins to burn bright once again, where the attendance of people to their religious beliefs are declining and being perverted in the Western world. In Russia, has begun one of the most momentous spiritual awakenings of human beings the world has ever seen. As part of the Orthodox sisterhood responsible for overseeing the children of winter, the author brings to the Western world for the first time their story, one of the most incredible journeys of human existence ever written in her fully translated book, The Children of Winter, Russia to Rule the World. Now, they say this is work that transcends politics, evolution, even religion itself, and reconnects you with who we really are, why we're really here, and where we go when we leave our earthly bodies behind. And they say this is told not by the author, but by the children of winter themselves, who at 6 years of age, the weather had no effect on them as they walked naked in the snows of winter, who at 10 years of age could walk through boiling water with no signs of discomfort of any kind, who at 15 years could travel the vast distances of space in but a single thought, who at 20 years of age could heal all illness with a touch of their hand, who at 30 years of age could literally move mountains by their thoughts alone. For the open human heart that seeks true knowledge, this may be the most important book you'll ever read. We'll see if we can get that. Tell you more about it. Now, we're going to be out of here for the now, so we're going to do a rebroadcast for the second hour. We'll be back tomorrow, and I'll have something special for you the next day after that. I'm Clay Douglas. My number is 888-678-1444. And if you want to get a hold of me directly, my cell number is 575-418-7688. I'll be on that all day.
With recent